by the Ches, we went through some of the Shachs. We didn't complete the whole Siman. In Sivkot and Beis, the Shach is asking the same Kasha that the Taz is working on, that there is a Gemara in Bava Kama, HaGozel Baso Daf Kuf Yudalid, where the Gemara says, Anochri Misich Lefitumoy is not Neman on the Din Daraisa. Sounds like on a Din Darabon, he is Neman on a Din Daraisa, he's not Neman. So the question is, if Tom Kiker is really Daraisa, so how do you trust Anochri Misich Lefitumoy? So the... So the Beis Yosef gave an answer that the reason why the Nochem Misich Lefi Tumah is Neman, the reason why the Nochem is Neman is because he's a Kfeila, and a Kfeila is Lamarum Nasei, the Ruba Deleisa Kamon, a Kfeila is Lamarum Nasei. So the Shach finds that difficult. If the reason, the Rosh requires both, a Kfeila and Misich Lefi Tumah, and he says the Rashba requires one or the other. That's what he writes. Achi Yisa Betur, who is he quoting? Trumas Adeshin. About 15 lines into the Shachs of Cut and Base. He says, Shuma Tzasa Betrumas Adeshin, Sheirkish Ksas Bezed is Kasha. How can the Nerf Mesech Lefitumah be believed that Tom Kika is their Isa? So he says, Kfeilo Shaini, the Umnasa Bekaf Alamar Cheskasa. Chazaka Umma Alamar Nasa, Ruba Delesa Kama. Achi Yisa Betur Yerdeh, the Maskonis Arad, the Tur says that Zmachleg is the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh holds the Bina Tarti, Kfeila and Misich Lefi Tumay. So since it's a Kfeila, so that's why Lamarim Nase. But according to the Rashba, you have a problem. The Rashba says either or, Tzava Kol Chad Mahani, either Kfeila because Lamarim Nase, or a regular Nochri if it's Misich Lefi Tumay. So then you have a Kash, Mtaim Etikshel Rashba, Amam Han Misich Lefi Tumay. So the Truma Sadeshin suggests Vieshlam and the Tzava Kirashi. That the Rashba holds like Rashi, the Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanon. So on a din the Rabbanon, the Nachri is Misich Lefitum. So he asked Akasha Vitema, how can you say that the Rashba holds like Rashi, the Tam Kikar is the Rabbanon, but in Torah Sabbath, the Rashba writes like the Rabbin Tam? So the Truma Sadeshin suggests maybe the Teretz is that he's machma like the Rabbin Tam. He's not so convinced. He really thinks the Rashba really thinks the din is like Rashi, the Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanon. So that's why the din really is that the Misich Lefitumah is Neman. But because the Rabbi and Tam is Machmer, so he says you got to be Machmer, but then get to Nishbach. If it'll be Nishbach, you have a Sufik Shishim. So if Tam Kikar is Deraisa, that's what the Bavli Atosis said. We saw in the Piskei Atosis, we saw the Mordechai quoted it. If Tam Kikar is Deraisa, then by Nishbach, a Sufik Shishim will be a Sveka Deraisa Lechumer. If you all like Rashi, that Tam Kikar is Deraisa, then Nishbach, you'll go with Kula. So the Rashba says we should really be machma like the Rabbin Tam. He really holds like Rashi. The Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanon. And that's why Misich Lefitumah is Neman. Why is the Rashba machmer over here by Nishbach Sofik Shishim? He says he thinks maybe he should be machma like the Rabbin Tam. That's what the Trumas Adeshin suggests. So he says, Ein Shom. So he says, how can the Trumas Adkan Lashono? So he says, how can he say that? The Rashba is beferish, he says, like the Rabbin Tam. He says in the Torah Sabayis HaKatzik doesn't even quote that there was a Machlekes. Torah Sabayis HaOrch at least he quotes, Torah Sabayis HaOrch quotes the Gemaras and the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rambam quotes everybody and then he adds what the Rashba has to say. Torah Sabayis HaKatzik just writes what he thinks the din is. Torah Sabayis HaKatzik doesn't even write that there's Machlekes Rashi and Rabbein Tam. Just says the din is that Tam Kikas Derais. So it's beferish that he holds Tam Kikas Derais. I can say that answer. So the Shach thinks, by the time you get to the end of the Shach thinks that the reason why the Nochri is Neman is because it's Milsa David Elegloi. Lochi Nirali Lechal Davke Echad Alek Alamekim here. Towards the end of Sivkotin Beis, about eight, ten lines from the end. Lechach Nirali Lechal Davke Echad Alek Alamekim Alad Milsa Udein Avacham Yisilch B'tum and Nem Visa Torah. Abel Mimim Shein Aminoi. Nochri is going to tell me that it's not nice and tough. Then I'm going to eat it. So I'm going to know whether he told me the truth or not. So whenever it's the Milsa David Eleglui, Lo Mishakri Inshu, that's a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says like that. If I'm buying eggs from a Nochri, and he tells me that these are eggs from a hen. So hen's eggs are kosher. What if there'll be ostrich eggs? What if there'll be eggs from an eagle? An oif tummy, so beitza soif tummy is also. That's the pasuk Basayana. What does it mean Basayana? Basayana means beitza soif tummy is also. So the Gemara, how can I buy any eggs from a Nochri? Maybe he's passing on, maybe he's making believe that it's eggs from a hen, it's really eggs from a reif tummy. Sometimes the eggs look different on the outside, so you can tell. Sometimes all the eggs look the same on the outside. So the Gemara says the Nachri is Nema because it's a milsa davar leglo. I'm going to take home the eggs. I'm going to crack them open. The minute I crack it open, I'll see right away on the inside whether it's from an eiftomi or not. The Gemara says you can tell by opening up where the yolk is, what the position of the yolk is, what the position of the white part is. So that's what the Shach says. The reason why the Nachri is Nema is because milsa davar leglo lo mishakri inshi. Yeah, if you say like that, so the question, so what do you need Misich Lefi Tumai for? What do you need Misich Lefi Tumai? I don't know, he doesn't explain it. And then he quotes from his Mechutin, in parentheses, about halfway through this Shach. In my Shach, it's page 450. So he has about two-thirds of the way down the page, a line begins with the parentheses, Mechutani Ha'aluf Amraim Amarein Rab Gershon. He quotes him a few times in Chelek Alf Yeredet. So he quotes his Mechut Ne'es Takasha, the reason for the Rosh, that a Nachri Misich, the reason that he's Neman, if you have the Tziruf of both, Kfeila plus Misich Lefitumai, is because Chazaka Umal Amaram Nasei. That's why. The Rubel Leisa, come on, he doesn't want to lose his reputation. So he says, how can it be? It doesn't make any sense. So it should be Dafke if he's not Misich Lefitumai. So it's not Bataras Umnas. They're not asking him as an expert chef, what do you say about this? They're not going to hold him to it. Maybe he's drunk now. Maybe he's not able, maybe his taste buds are not working now. If he's going to be Psech Lefitumai, he's not saying Bataras Uman. So he tainas that the Pshat, he quotes a Beis Yosef, the reason why the Rosh requires a Kveila is because if it's not a Kveila, maybe he doesn't have a Chushatam. That's why you need a Kveila, you should know what he's talking about. And you need Misich Lefitumah because it's based on Misich Lefitumah. So that's the kasha. How could a Noch Misich Lefitumah be believed on a Din Deraisa? So the Taz gave an answer that whole Gemara in Kuf Yudalit in the end of Bava Kama in Perak HaGozel Basra, that's only talking in a case where you need two kosher Eidim. But when Mikra Din is Eidech Nem Visurim, so if any Eidech is good, so all you need is a Biru. You don't need Hilchas Eidus. So if you don't need Hilchas Eidus, HaHoychocha, Lo Tzorach Rak HaHoychocha, so then Misich Lefitum is also good HaHoychocha. So that's what the Shach quotes from the Beis Yosef, that the Rosh combines the two together. You need a Kveila with Misich Lefitum. What's the combination? How do the two blend in together? It can't be that Kveila is because Chazok Umar Lamar Nas. If it's Kveila Lamar Nas, it has to be Davke, not Misich Lefitum. So he says, no, then Amonis is B'Toyras, Misich Lefitumai, that's why. And you need a kveila. You should be a person who knows what flavors are all about. Some people can't taste the difference between one thing and the other. So then you're stuck with this kasha. How could it be? So the Shach is problematic. Shach says at the end, the reason why he's Naman is because Chazok Umal Amar is because Milsa Davide Leglui La Mishakrinch. Savide Leglui, so you don't have to have. So what do you need? What do you need? Dafka Misich Lefitumai? If the Nachri is selling eggs in the street, he knows that the Jews only buy eggs from a kosher bird. He knows that eagles' eggs are no good. And he's Neman because he knows in a minute they're going to catch him alive. When they go home, they crack open the eggs. They'll give it back. If it's the wrong kind of an egg, they'll give it back and ask for the money back. So this is a problem. He quotes that suggestion in a little bit, he doesn't like it. Maybe that Gemara that the Akum Misich Lefitum is not Neman on the Din Derais, maybe it's only Keneged HaChazaka. But here it's not connected to Chazaka, so he says he doesn't think that's a valid explanation. So it's really not so clear at all what's going on over here. Why is the Nachri Neman over here? Then the Ramotaka says, we don't trust the Nachri. The Gemara says you trust the Nachri. The Gemara says Kveila is Neman. The Rosh had not Misich Lefitumai. And the Rajba said either one or the other. The Rosh had the combination of both.
The Shach is bringing a second territory which doesn't go like the first territory, so we can still say.
he quotes the Trumas Hadesh and said that the reason why the Nochri is Nama because Chazok Ulman Lomarum Nase. So the Gemara has that in other places. The Gemara says by fish. A Nochri is selling fish, and he tells me that it's all kosher fish. The Gemara says there, Chazok Ulman Lomarum Nase. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So the Trumas Hadesh claims that it's the same reason why the Nochri is Nama over here. If he's a Kfeila, then Lomarum Nase. So the Mechut and Tainas, if it's based on Lomarum Nase, so it would be better for our purposes if he wouldn't be Mesich Lefi Tumah. If he knows that Chazid Allah Kosamichna, he knows that we're relying on him. So then it's a Chazok Allah Marab Nasi. He doesn't want to get into trouble. He doesn't want to lose his reputation. But if it's a Kfeila and it's Mesich Lefi Tumah, so why is that La Marab Nasi? He wasn't saying the Torah's expert. That's the problem. So that's where the Shach thinks is not based on Uman. Shach thinks that it's based on Avida Leglui. So Avida Leglui invite the problem. So what do you need Mesich Lefi Tumah? So he doesn't answer. What do you need Mesich Lefi Tumah? The Taz gave an answer. Taz says that whenever Eidechan Em Visurim, so all you need is Achoch, you don't need Hilchas Seder. So then Mesich Lefi Tumah is also good Achoch. So when do you have that cloud that a Nochri is not Neman Mesich Lefi Tumah by Din Deraisa? Only by Din of Din Imamin is not Din. Din Imamin is you need two kosher Eidim. So what do you have to say Mesich Lefi Tumah is not Neman? It's a big problem. We don't really have a good explanation. The Rambam says we don't rely on Nochri, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says the Pharisee do rely on Nochri. The Gemara says he rely. Rambam is saying a Chumrah. That's the question. What is the Chumrah based on? So we already had when we were learning the previous siman about Dov HaChorif. So we had over there Machleg is the Shach and the Levush. So the Shach repeats it over here in Sivkot Nehei. He says the Ramos Loshin ve'ein noig amach shel lismach ha bekachavim. He didn't say ve'ein noig amach shel lismach ha teima. He says lismach ha bekachavim. So you see, the only time you don't rely on teima is teima sakum. But if a bia hetera, like if truma gets mixed in with chulin, or if basa gets mixed in with parava, cholov gets mixed in with parava, and a Jew can taste it, it's hetera. So then we would rely on the teima. And this is not like that, like the Levush. In my Yerida is page 452, the first very wide line in the Shach. Not like the Levush. We don't trust anybody tasting. Why people don't know how to taste food anymore? Since the days of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, what changed? Nitla tam haperis, the Gemara says. Food doesn't taste like food. People don't enjoy food anymore. But the days of Damaram is after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So what happened over here? So he says the Levush is consistent. He wrote the same thing previously. He says the Levush is consistent that it's Imit Tzadik Vav, when the Shulchan Aruch spoke about Te'ima, when you cut, you use the fleshig knife and you cut the radish. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should be Toyim, and the Levush leaves it out. So he says, very nice, the Levush is very consistent, but he thinks the whole thing is wrong. He disagrees with the Levush. He thinks that the Ramah's Chumrah, that he's quoting from the Isa Behetha, no? Ogur, that he quotes from the Ogur, Shubas Maram Padua. Yeah, the Ramah's Chumrah from the Ogur is only on Isura. That Te'ima Sakum, we don't rely on Te'ima Sakum, and he doesn't mean Te'imas Yisrael, you don't rely. Yeah. Let's see, what was Sivkot and Vav? Sivkot and Vav is where he disagrees with the Ramah. The Ramah says that there's a machlekes habay v'rav and avodah zorah, whether mim and mina is defined as basa shmaz lina, basa taimaz lina. So the, and we pass like Rav, it's not yalka gam, so we pass like Rav, and Rav says you go basa shmaz, you don't go basa taimaz. So the Ramah applies that to the din over here. If you have mim, shein and mina, so you need shishim and atorah. Because Tamkik is their rice. If you have mim and minoi, so the need for shishim is only the Rabbanon. So then Sofik the Rabbanon Lakula. If you have a Sofik shishim, you would go Lakula. So Ramah says that this is determined by Basa Shmo Azlina, not by Basa Time. So the Shach says is just absolutely ridiculous. And he says, he has the first 20 lines in the Shach, then he writes in parentheses that he presented it to the Gdoli Hador, and they all agreed with him against the Ramah. That I'm right against the Ramah. That you go basa taima. The whole din of tam kika means that whenever the tam is near gasha, it's considered the end.
So what did Rava mean in the Gemara?
Also, what did Rava mean in the Gemara? When does Rava say you go basa shmo? So the Shach has the long arichas. Rava is only talking, he gives you a few kimtas. Rav is talking within Reb Yudah. The Reb Yudah hold mimim minim mashahu. So that's exeris hakasu v'lokachakayim dama par midama asar v'anyam kippur. He mixes together dama par dama asar to do the hazoras on the mizbeach hapnimi. So Reb Yudah learns that from that pasuk mimim minim mashahu. So how do you define mimim minoy? So that's what Rav said. Baso shmo. Or we paskin that that yain esach is b'mashu only min is not b'mashu. So then he says Rabbi would say you go baso shmo. Or what else he says? By davish yesh lamatirin, it's b'mashu. And we had the long run in the dorim and daftan beis and alef that's quoted lahaloch and yaradeh later. The davish yesh matirin afil be'elof loybatel is only if it's miminu. It's mim shenim mina. The Ran quoted the Yerushalmi and Mishnayis and Gemaras and all the marmekaymus. The Ran had the whole arichas. That's what he disagreed with the Rif. That's what he asked the kash on the Rif. How can the Rif say that mikra adin recha is always mashu? So that's by recha lab milsehi. Why? Because it's always batul b'shishim. But if it's a davish yesh matirin, then recha milsehi because recha is always a mashu. So he says, how can it be a davish yesh matirin? What do you mean? You baked in the oven the same time steaks and fish. So the fish become fleshig because mashu, because davish yesh matirin. So he says that's mid mishena mina, the flavor of the flesh into the fish. Or you baked chalas, the same time as you baked the flesh, steaks. So the Rif claims that the maskana sagamara is that recha is a mashu. So that's why recha lab milsi, because he surma always bought mishim shen mandam, and the gemara held recha milsi. He is talking if you broiled kosher flesh and trefa flesh at the same time. And the reason why he holds machlekes Rav Levi, and the reason why Rav holds that recha milsi, because Rav l'shitasa that mim minim mashu. They both hold, Rav Levi both hold that recha is considered a mashu. The tiny particles that are floating in the air will always be batel b'shishim, but if it's flesh and flesh, it's nevela meat and kosher meat, and you broil both at the same time in the oven, there's going to be a mashu from the nevela meat floating in the air, the recha floating in the air, the particles floating in the air, landing in the kshera. So Rav l'shitasa holds recha milsa because he holds mimim minim mashu, and Levi paskins against it because we don't accept Rav Yudah Shita. We don't paskin mimim minim mashu. But if it will be a davish yesh l'matirin, so then you would say that recha b'rasa, or you would say chometz is b'mashu. So then whatever is b'mashu, so you're going to say recha milsa. That was the Rif Shita. So that was the Ran and the Dorme. Was bothered with the kasha. That's why he gave a whole long dissertation. He stood on and said to be miyashiv of the Rif. But the Rif was a Pella, because the Ran proves from the Gemara and the Dorm, from the Mishnayis, and from the Gemara and the Dorm, from the Yerushalmi, that Dovish Yesh Matirin Loi Batal is only if it's Mim Minim. Whenever it's Mim Mishen Minim, it is Batal. So that's what the Shach says. The Din Yayin Esach is B'mashuhu. We had a Tosis that says the Bizman is Estam Yayinim is not B'mashuhu, only Yayin Esach. Really, Yayin Shen Esnasach Lefnei Avod Ezor, that's B'mashuhu. But Stam Yayinim is Manazeh is not B'mashuhu. Fine. So Bizmana Gemara, when they had real Yayin Esach was B'mashuhu, so the Mishnah say that's only Yayin B'Yayin. If it's Mim Minim, Mim Shein Amin is not. So how do you decide whether it's Mim Minim, Mim Shein Amin? Then Rabbi says, you go Baso Shema. Or B'negeyatu, he says, Dabash Yesh L'matirin. Shach says, B'negeyatu, Dabash Yesh L'matirin. The Ran distinguished between Mim Minim, Mim Shein Amin. So the Shach holds that then you go Baso Shema, you don't go Baso Taima. The Prima Gordim on the Shach tells you, look in the Pnei Yeshua and the end of Beitza. There's a sugya in the Beitza on Daf Lamaches about Dabash Yesh L'matirin. So he says, the Pnei Yeshua, I didn't have a chance to look it up. I just saw it today. So Prima Magadim quotes, Pnei Yeshua has a shtikul Torah on the sugya in the end of Beitza, where he explains that it's not so. He holds that by Dabash Yesh L'matirin, the distinction that we make between Mim and Min and Mim Shein and Min goes Basa Taim and not Basa Shema. But he thinks that Rov Achreinim hold like Dushach, that when they get to Dabash Yesh L'matirin, we pass like Rov, that you go Basa Shema. If it's Mim and Min and Basa Shema, then we're Machmer. If it's Basa Shema, it's Mim and Shein and Min, and then we're not Machmer. Or what's another case where Rav is talking about Rav Yudah Shita Mim and Min and Mashu. Yai Nesach is b'mashu, Chomis b'Pesach, we say it doesn't make a difference. Mim minim minim shein minim, it's going to be mashu anyway. So Yai Nesach, you have an afkamina, Dovash Yesh L'matir, and the Shach claims, and the Prima Gordon quotes the Pnei Yeshua disagrees. Then you have by Orla Kloya Kerem and Truma. Truma is b'meya, and Orla Kloya Kerem is b'masayim. So it's only b'meya, b'masayim, if it's mim minim. It's mim shein minim, so it's not going to be b'meya, b'masayim. So how do you determine whether it's mim minim? The Shach says, fine, we're Paschal HaKrova, you go bus or shma, you don't go bus the time. But when you get to Tam Ki Iker, that's what the Shach says. What are you talking about? Tam Ki Iker is a Vartam Nesinas Tam. And the Ramah doesn't agree at all. That's the Shach l'shitasa. Here, the Shach, we said yesterday, we said already previously, Sivkot Neches. Sivkot Neches. Mechaba quotes the Rashbon, the Torah Sabayis, just like according to Rabbi Yudah, he say, Rabbi Yudah holds the Min Aminah is Mochamah, the Min Mishen Aminah. Min Aminah is B'mashahu. Min Mishen Aminah is Batla B'shishim. Rabbi Yudah says, if you have a mixture, Anisa falls into, you have vegetable soup and you have meatballs. And a tray for a piece of meat falls in. A tray for vegetable soup falls in. The same flavor of vegetable soup as there is over there. You have a mixture of iser into two heterim. One heter, with one heter it's a min aminah. With one heter it's a min mishen aminah. So the Gemara says, within Rabbi Yudah Shita, salak es minah kemishena, shemina rabbala mevatloi, so it'll be batla. So the Rashba says the same in the reverse. We hold la loche like tesis, not like Rashi. The min aminah is batla b'roif. Kal, a min mishen aminah need shishim and atar, it's choma. Opposite from Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds that the min aminah is the machoma. We pass a min mishen aminah is machoma. You need shishim and atar then. The min aminah you don't need shishim. So the Rashba says, say salik over here. If you know that you have for sure rove, you don't have shishim, but minatoro by mimimino, all you need is rove. You don't need shishim minatoro. So I say salikus eino mino kemisha eino umino rabba all of them avatlin. So the Shach says, what are you talking about? It's nice and tam over here. How can the Rashba say such a thing? So the Shach thinks that the Rashba never said it. Nivali, the last five lines and the last seven lines in Sivkot Neches. Shach says the Rashba never meant it. The Rashba only meant when you have an Easter falls into a Taruvis of Heter, Mim, Mina, and Mim, Mishen, Mina. So he says, if you know for sure that you have Roiv, and it's a Suffolk, if you have Shishim, you can be Mekal on the Mim, Mina. Not that you'll be Mekal even on the Mim, Mishen, Mina. You can't say, Salka Shena Mina Kimishena Mina Rabba all of a Mavatla is Batla Beroiv. The whole need for Shishim is only with the Rabbanan, so it's a Nishpach, it's a Sufik the Rabbanan. He says the Rashba never said that. He thinks the Rashba only said that the Mim Amina half will be Mutta, not the Mim Mishen Amina. That's the last seven lines in the Shach Sivkot Neches. Nivali the Gamma Rashban Shacham Achmel Yomel the Hatteras Aminoi. He never said that the Ein Amina is Mutta. He claims it's Meduyak. Claims it's Meduyak like that. So he claims that the Mechaba misquoted. He says Mechaba misquoted the Rashba never meant. This is because the Shach goes l'shitosoi. The Shach holds that the whole word of Tam Kikah means if it's nice and Tam. So that if the Tam is Nirvish, it's like Nikr. If it's Nikr, it can't be Batl. The whole definition of a Tarubis. You only say an Iser is Batl if it's in a Tarubis. What's the definition of Tarubis? There's Rav Het and Miot Iser, and the Iser is Ein a Nikr. But if the Iser is Nikr, so then it's not called a Tarubis. So the Shach holds whenever it's nice and Tam. You say Tam Kikah, that's called the Iser is Nikr. And the Ramah clearly doesn't agree. The Ramah says that if you go basa shma, you don't go basa taima. That's not that whenever it's nikar. That's what the Shach holds in the next siman, Tzadik Tes, about Chayz Ben Yerosi. He holds whenever it's nice and tam. A little bit of Isa fell in, the Mishen Amina says, Batl B'shishin. Noida Taruv is Batl. Then a little Marisa falls in. So now it adds up together. Now it is nikar Ha'isa. The Shach says, of course you're going to say Chayz Ben Yer over there. He says, you can't accept the other the difference of opinion. He says, you can't accept the other opinion. Now it's Nikar Ha'isa. Moshe Lamad Avadayma, like the Ramah said in Siv Dalet on page Reish Chav Ches. The Ramah, there are two Ramahs there. So the second Ramah, right before Siv Fehei, Ramah says if Shmaltz fell into the soup and then you put it in the refrigerator and the Shmaltz rises to the top. So it's a Nikar. And since it's Efshel Lahakira, since you can, it's easy to separate it, so you can't say that it's Bafel not weeding. You have to put it in the refrigerator and remove it. You should put it in the refrigerator. Whenever you can easily separate it, so it's considered. Whenever you separate, it's called nikah huis. See this shach sivkot nevov. I understand. I would agree with the shach also. I would agree with the Shach. I just don't understand the line right after the parenthesis. Also, the Rebbe Reb Heschel, the Shach's Rebbe was the Rebbe Reb Heschel. So he says his Rebbe was alive when he's writing the Shach. Interesting. He says he was masking with him. To be masking on the Ramah, that it doesn't make sense that the Ramah is all of a sudden here paskening like Rabbi, go basa shmo, not basa time. I don't know how to read the next line. The next line after that parenthesis. I don't know what that means. What was in Sivkut and Beis? We just discussed it. The Trumas Hadeshin raised the issue. How was a Nochr Mesich Lefitum and Neman? If the Gemara says in Agoz Al Basra, in the end of Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yedalad, Mesich Lefitum, Nochr Mesich Lefitum is not Neman on a Din Deraisa. The only case where he's Neman is by Meis Bailo, at the Ragunas. No other Din Deraisa is Nochr Mesich Lefitum and Neman. So that was the Kash. So the Trumas Hadeshin suggested, maybe it's because maybe those Rishon, the Rashba, who paskins, the Rosh says you need Tartis, so maybe it's based on Uman Lomar of Nasei, Trumas Hadeshin says, but the Rashba says, Chodah Koma, either Kfeilo, because Chazok Uman Lomar of Nasei, or Misich Lefitim, either one or the other, not like the Rosh, combination of both, either one or the other. So how can it be that a Misich Lefitim is Neman? So the Trumas Hadeshin said, unless the Rashba holds, that Tan Kika is only the Rabbana. And then the Shach was upset. What do you mean? We know the Rashba doesn't hold like that. Now, what do you? So the Trumas Hadeshin said, well, the Rashba and the Torah Sabbais really quoted the Machlekes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashi holds Tam Kika, the Rabbanan. And then he suggested you should be Choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam, but he really doesn't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Shach says, what are you talking about? The Torah Sabbais HaKotzer. He doesn't even mention Rashi. He just quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Kika, the Raisin. It's not that he says, let's be Choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. He passes like the Rabbeinu Tam, Tam Kika, the Raisin. How do you see from that line in the Trumas Hadeshin that he agrees with the Shach that you go Basa Taima? I didn't understand that. How do you see from that line? That's what he says. V'hochi muchach. He brings a lot of rayas. It makes sense what he says. It makes sense. All the poskim hold like the shach here. It makes sense that you go basa time. You don't go basa shma. The whole part of tam kik, you go basa time. Avada basa time. The Ramah is very shvet. But he says, v'hochi muchach nami midiri mari yisalin v'trumas hadeshin sheibes yibisifkat and beis dim lo kein la v'tzorach loima to harash v'sove kirashi ayin sham bedok. How do you see? Oh, what does the Imre Bina say? Some complicated answer. I'm not sure what he said. Okay. The Mefarshim on the Shach break the head. I'm not sure what that line means. I'm not sure what it means. I would have thought it has something to do with the end of the Shach, the end of Sivkut and Beis. Shach said at the end, he thinks, because the Milsa David Leglui. Milsa David Leglui. So Milsa David Leglui. So the Nochri is Neman. That's a Gemara in Chulin. By buying the eggs from the Nochri. Milsa David Leglui. The Nochri is Neman.
In a way, they're not quite comparable. Because if you buy the egg from the Nochri and you break it open, you haven't done an Easter. But if the Kfeva says there's no time of Easter, and then you discover it's wrong, you've already committed Easter, so it's not such a good raya, no?
It's not the same, but still, the Nochri is afraid to tell a lie because he's going to get caught red-handed in the lie. At least in the days of the Gemara, that was a good haichacha. I remember when we were learning Yeridaya, that was after Nixon had the confrontation in the United Nations with Khrushchev. So he asked them, do you have missiles in Cuba? So he said, no, emphatically, no. So then at Tech Kedei Dibur, he showed on the screen the missiles, so garnished. He just went weiter. Didn't bother him. So he said, you see, Messiah, you see that Milsa David Elagluye. What do you mean, Lo Mishakrinchi? People tell lies and they're not embarrassed. They just go weiter. They tell a lie and they get caught and it doesn't. So he just said, he wonders whether that umdin applies Bizman Azel. Milsa David Elagluye, Lo Mishakrinchi. You have a Ramon Ebenezer, quotes Hagos Maimini. The Gemara has a chazok, Ein isha miza paneha bifnei baila. The woman says, isha shama bifnei baila, ger ashtani. The wife says in the presence of the husband, a woman is married for the last 30 years. And one fine day, she says that the husband divorced her and she wants to marry someone else. Isha ina menes to say ger ashtani. So it should be a dove, it should be erva. You should need two kosher edim. The woman is only one, and she's an isha, and she's the baldova. Three strikes against her. She shouldn't be in a menace to say gerashtani. So the Gemara says, but you have a ruba delesa come on, ein isha chazake. Ruba delesa come on, ein isha miiza panel bifnei baila. So we know for sure that the woman would not tell a lie in the presence of her husband. So the Ramah quotes the Hagos Maimoni that who quotes a Yerushalmi that there's a concept of Yeridus Adervis, Emidus Tavis. As the generations go on, further away from Brias Olam, I guess, further away from Maimon Hasina, whichever it is, so people have less Midas Tavis. So the Ramah quotes from the Hagos Maimoni, he's not so sure whether this Chazok, Einisha, Misa, Penev, Ifnei, Baal, still applies to Bismanazah. Just because there was a Chazok in the days of Gemara doesn't necessarily mean that a Chazok is going to last the Yom Avoid. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He's not so sure that this chazake still applies b'zman as a chazake that the milsa David legluy loy mishakri inchi. People would be dead embarrassed to say something if they get caught red-handed in a lie. We see people get caught red-handed and they go weiter. He didn't resign from being the head of Russia. He remained the head of Russia.
I think the shah had to come to the shah probably arrived into a suggestion. If we're going the kishmoyel din like the Ramah. See, the Raisa already did discussion is off. So the reason why Truman Sedation came to say that the Rashi will hold the Rashi is because he wanted to make it the Rabbanim. Because if you go like a Ben Tam, you have to have a Tam Kik is the Raisa. If you're like Rashi, Tam Kik is the Rabbanim. So
Kasha was how can you trust a Nochri?
Right.
How can you trust a Nochri if it's a din deraisa?
So the
Torah Trumas Adeshin said unless the Rajva holds that it's only Tamkika the Rabbanon.
But if you go to Ramah, so the Mela, you have a bit more than Roy, it's already not deraisa because you go up to Shmoy, up to Satami, Tani Kereisa. But if you go to Nikereisa, Nikereisa is deraisa, it's not called Tarubis.
Yeah.
Ramah, you only need a bit more than Roy.
In which case?
Even if we're talking about the Nochri, if it comes to make it the Ima, then let's say we have a bit more than Roy. So the feed Ramah, it's not the right, so the feed the Shach, if it's Nikar, the Tama, it's Nikar Isser.
Going to the Shach, it's whenever it's Mimishani Mina Basa Taima, it's always a problem there, Rice. Ramah says sometimes it'll be the Raisa, sometimes only the Rabbanon. Sometimes if the Basa Shmoa, if the Shem is the same and the Tam is different, so it'll only be Tam Kika the Rabbanon.
Okay.
So it'll only be Shishim the Rabbanon. Only be Shishim. If Basa Shmoa is Linon, if Basa Shmoa is the same and the Taimim are different, so the need for Shishim is only with the Rabbanon. If Basa Shmoa, the Shem is different, so then it'll be Shishim and Atari.
So why do you have to come to Rashi to make the Rabbanon? If you hold already like the Ramah, it's the Rabbanon. We came to the Rashi to say it's the Rabbanon already.
Yeah. Right.
Rashi holds Tam Kik is not La Barai, so that's why it's the Rabbanon.
Because Rashi holds that it's never the Rai. So
if you go like the
Ramah, so sometimes when the timing are different, sometimes it'll be Tam Kik at the Rai, so sometimes the Rabbanon. But the Rashba says that the Noch Mesich of Tum is always Neman. And every Tam Kik is Neman. So why did the Shach see in the Trumas Adeshin? Halchim Uchanam Dibri Trumas Adeshin Sheiv Esi. What does he see in Trumas Adeshin? I don't know. Unless he's referring to what he said at the end of Sifkot and Beis. He, the Shach himself, said Milsa David Elegluye Lo Mishakri Inshi. So why didn't the Trumas Adeshin answer that? So he holds that what? That it's not an Abid Elegluye because he got Basa Shmoa. No, it's proven from the Trumas Adeshin you got Basa Taima. So where did he see go bust the timer? I don't know what that line is. I don't have to look in the Imre Bina on the side of the Big Yeridah. They have the Imre Bina as a running commentary on the Shach and the Taz in all of Yeridah, not only Chelek Aleph. He always has comments to explain when there's a difficult line. This line is problematic. This line is a difficult line. Then there's another difficult line in Sukkot Nevov. I didn't understand what the Shach threw that in for. So Rabbi Kiveger asks that. Rabbi Kiveger writes on the bottom of the page, "Who's fast yeser?" When the Shach is explaining before he gets to ask any kash, the Shulchan Aruch said a difference over here by nishbach. Whenever it's nishbach, so you have a sofik shishim. So if it's mimishen amino, the need for shishim is menatoyra. So it's speaker deraisa l'chumer by nishbach. But if it's mim amino, so the whole need for shishim is only with the rabbanon. So nishbach is a sofik shishim. So that's a speaker deraisa l'chumer. So that's easy enough. So the Shach says, if it's min mishein aminoi, if it's min mishein aminoi, tam kikar is deraisa, and you say, eta nepach liosisa. What did he have to introduce? Eta nepach liosisa. He should have just said, if it's min mishein aminoi, tam kikar is deraisa. Tam kikar is deraisa, you have a suffix, shishim, a nishbach, the sveka deraisa. What do you have to add on? Is what we call chaticha nasnoi l'bisharisun. Even if you don't hold from a chaticha nasnoi l'bisharisun, you still hold tam kikar is deraisa. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes. Who's fas yeser? What did he have to add on? There are cases where you say tam kikar deraisa. You don't say chaticha nasnoi. You don't always say chaticha nasnoi l'bisharisun in every case of tam kikar. So Rabbi Kivega said he doesn't really understand why the Shach added that on. Shach has it, I think, two or three times. He throws that in. Here, in Sivkot Nevav, the second line, Kim Shanais and Lisa Tam Beheta, Nepacheta Lias Kulis. What does he need that for? Vosa Kulo Midereis. Why do you have to make it worse than it has to be? Nepacheta Lias Kulis, Vosa Kulo Midereis. Just say Tam Kika is Dereis. What do you have to add on? Nepacheta Kulo Lias Isa. Then he repeats it another two times, I think. I didn't understand why he needs it. And then Rabbi Kivega writes like that. He thinks that it's Fas Yeser. So where are the cases where we do Paschal like Rava? Rava says you go Basa Shmo, not Basa time. So if the din would have been like Rabbi Yudah, so then you would say like Rava, Basa Shmo. What else? A Truman needs Meir, and Orla Klakarim needs Masayim, so that's only Min Mimina, so you go Basa Shmo. Fine. Where else? By Yai Nesach is B'mash, you go Basa Shmo. Then Dovishesh Matirin, the Shach claims that Dovishesh Matirin, so the Ran in the Dorm Daphne base, we saw the beginning of the Ran before he gets involved with the Rif. So the Ran establishes the din that says in Yeridah later. But Dovishesh Matirin Loy Batal is only Min Mimina, not Min Shein Mimina. So the Shach says that depends, Basa Shmo. That's why the Prima Gordon quotes the Pnei Yeshua, who is not so convinced. He thinks that should also go Basa Taima. Then the Shach has another case. What is the other case? Where else do we distinguish between Mim, 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 Shein, Minoi? By Taruvis of Yavish, Biyavish. Where's the Kuftes? Taruvis of Yavish, Biyavish is Simen Kuftes. So it says there, if you have a Chaticha Ruilis Kabeit, so it's not bottle. If you have a Dabashim Minyan, it's not bottle. Okay? A Chaticha that's not Ruilis Kabeit, it's not a Dabashim Minyan. Right? So then the din is that if it's Yavish B'Yavish, it's Batal Chad B'Trei, that's only if it's Min B'Minoi. What if it's Min B'She'ena Minoi? So then you need Shishin. So that distinction between Min B'Mina, Min B'She'ena Minoi, what is that based on? The chilek between Taruvus Yavish B'Yavish. If it's Min B'Minoi, it's Chad B'Trei Batal. If it's Min B'She'ena Minoi, you need Shishin. So the Shach always assumes that the reason why you need Shishin, the reason why you need Shishim here on page Reishnun Gimel Simen Kuf Tes Amayid Sivkot Tes in the Shach. So he quotes Tur B'Shem Sefer HaTrumas and Niran and all the Rishonim. He starts lining up all the Rishonim, say this Hesber that what if it's Mim B'Shein Aminoi Yavish B'Yavish Mim B'Shein Aminoi Em Yavashleim Achakach, then it'll be nice and tam. Then you'll have a Tam Kikar problem, the Raisa. So we already require Midirabbanan by Yavish B'Yavish. You didn't cook it. You're going to eat each one separately. But if you'll cook it, then you'll have a problem on your hands. That'll be a problem, the Raisa. It'll be Tam Kikar, the Raisa. So then even before you cook it, you already need Shishim now. So the Shach says over there, it should depend Basa Taima. Because since the whole reason, why are we distinguishing between Mim and Mim and Mim and Mim? It's not Xeris HaKosim, Mim B'Mino is more Chomer than Mim B'Shein Amin. It's because if it'll be Mim B'Shein Aminoi, so then Shema Yitin Tam. Okay, Shema Yitin Tam. So that depends. Basa Taim Azlina, not Basa Shema Azlina. So the Shach says, just like Tam Ki Iker, just like I disagree with the Ramah here in Sarik Chesif base. Ramah said that to declare that Tam Ki Iker, the Raisa depends, it's Mim B'Shein Amin. That depends Basa Shma, not Basa Taima. So the Shach said, does make any sense? Tam Kikar depends on Taima. So the Shach holds that since all the Rishonim, not all the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim say, the reason why, in Simen Kuf Tes, if cut and test, the reason why you need Shishim by Yavish, Mim, Mishen, and Minoi, because in Yavashlam Yachad, it'll be nice and Tam. So then the definition of mim she'enemin over there depends on basa time maslina. But the Shach Rabbein Sid Katnavav quotes that there are some Mishanim who disagree. He's quoting an Issa V'Heter. The Issa V'Heter says that you go, Issa V'Heter is the one who says you go Basar Shmo. And he lists off Nafkeminis Lidina where you go Basar Shmo. He says, by Yai Nesach you go Basar Shmo. Or Linyan Tikruvis Avidazar, Mimiminis B'Mashu. Inami for Dovish Eshlamatiran, the Lebatal, you go Basar Shmo. V'Loi Basar Taimo. Okay? That's what the Shach holds, not like the Pnei Yeshua. And then he says, it would appear, he puts in parentheses, Oyev shesh yisveh le raf kemena lini yovish bi yovish yisveh le atam di yovish bi yovish lebotol nashkos yisveh to lekamon. There is a different reason why. The Shach holds that the real reason that we accept la halacha, why yovish bi yovish min mishen amin anit shishim is only mid the rabbanon and gzer shem bi yavashlo. So he says, and if you'll be mivashlo, then you'll have a problem of tam kikir on your hands. So the Shach lishitel holds that tam kikir, the rice, it depends bas hashmo. So this vort in Simu Kuf test, the chilek between mim and mim and mim and mim depends basa time. But he said that there is the Issa V'Heter apparently assumes, like some other Rishonim, gave a different reason. Yeah. What's the other reason? I don't know. To take a look there and see if cut and test. He has some other Rishonim give a different reason, and therefore it's possible that should depend on Basa Shmo, not Basa Taima. I think he has there some more Nafkeminis. We have to take a look there. Not only Basa Shmo, Basa Taima has some other Nafkeminis, La Halacha, as to why do we distinguish between Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish between Mimimina and Mimishain Amina. So the Shach holds the real reason that we accept is Shem B'Yavash L'Yavah L'Denisina Stan. He says, "I'm Rishonim hold from another reason." Okay, I didn't look it up yet. Got to take a look. Yeah. Then the Shach and Sivkot and Zayin quotes the Ramah wrote a Sefer Toras Chatos, a Sefer Psak, Toras Chatos. So the Toras Chatos quotes from the Issa all the time from the Issa V'Heter on every page. He always quotes from the Issa V'Heter. Issa V'Heter Rabbeinu Yoina has Ashkenazi. Rabbeinu Yoina Ashkenazi always quotes Balei HaTosfos, Issa V'Heter. So the Toras Chatos quotes Issa V'Heter writes the following: this din that by Sofik Deraisa Lechumra and Sofik Derabbanan Lekula, you don't always say Sofik Derabbanan Lekula. There are some Sfeikas Derabbanan we were machmen. That's what in Europe when they were discussing in the days of the late 1800s when they started having Jews started moving to Eretz Yisrael and started kibbutzim. So the Shadli came up, what are they going to do when it comes to Shnas HaShemitah? So one of the writers for the Hebrew newspaper that they had in Europe, they used to have writers and were not necessarily Talmid HaChachamim. They were scholarly people. So some scholar wrote a whole Shtikl Torah. That the Beis Halevi has a whole essay in his Sefer, true is Beis Halevi, disagreeing with him. So the scholar wrote the following. Yes, they were not so sure which is the correct Shnas HaShemitah. We just observed the Shnas HaShemitah 2 years ago. Tavshin Ayin is the second year in the Shemitah cycle. I think Tavshin Samaches was the Shemitah, I think. Tavshin Samaches was the Shana Rishayna. And Tavshin Ayin is the Shana Shneya. Tavshin Ayin Aleph is going to be a Maisa Oni year instead of Maisa Sheni year. So that's the opinion that we follow. That's what it says on all the calendars, that the Tavshin Samaches was the Shnas HaShemitah Lefi Minik Hagon, Vishitas Hagon. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that every 50 years you have to throw in a blank year for the Yovel. The Yovel pushes off the count. We paskin that Shnas HaYovel is a blank year, not part of the 7 year cycle. And aside from that also, we're not so convinced, even if you hold like the Goinim, that you don't throw in a blank year every 50 years. If the 7 times 7, even if you hold like that, you don't throw in a blank year. How do they know when you start counting? So they start counting because of the Gemara in the first parak in Avodah Zarah that says that when the Beis HaMikdash, the year that the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, was Matzoi Shemitah. So it's a question, what does that mean? So Tosfos has two pshatim. Does it mean that Tisha B'Av of that year was Matzoi Shemitah? that year was the first year of the Shemitah cycle. It doesn't mean the Beis Hamikdash was burning. They torched the Roman armies, torched the Beis Hamikdash, and it was burning and burning and burning for a couple of months. And when the flames went out, it was Matzoi Shemitah. It was burning for a long time. It wasn't just in one day and finished. It took a long time took a couple of days till the Beis Hamikdash burned down. And that when everything burned down, it was ready into the next year. So the next year was Matzoi Shemitah, but the year on which the Beis Hamikdash was really Chorev was really Shnas HaShemitah, not Matzoi Shemitah. So in effect, there are three different opinions. You look down the text, and then there are two different opinions. What year was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Was it really destroyed in the year 70 or the year 69? So everything is up in the air, it's not too clear. So the different opinions, you look in Choshe Mishpat, the Simen about Pruzbol, so they quote all the different opinions. It's not so clear when the Shnas HaShemitah is it really Tavshin Samach Es like the Shitas HaGoinim, or is it Tavshin Samach Zayin, or is it Tavshin Samach Tes, or should we throw in every 50 years? We should throw in a blank year, it'll throw everything off kilter. It'll throw until seven Yovelos go by, then you go back to where you started again. So it's not so clear. So some scholar wrote an essay in the newspaper in Europe. Well, since Shemitah Bezman is only the Rabbanon, that's how most of the poskim hold. Shemitah Bezman is only the Rabbanon. So, Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula. So, if you're not sure which year to observe Shemitah, so you have a right to be Mekel on everything. So, the Beis Halevi has a whole essay about this, the beginning of the third Chelik, I think. I think the second Chelik begins with the Yeridea, Hilchos Shemitah, Shchitah. I think the third Chelik begins, the first couple of Tshuvas, I think, are about the Shnas HaShemitah. So, he has, first of all, you can't apply Sveka the Rabban Lekula to be Mata all the years. It's either Tavshin Samach Es or Tavshin Samach Zayin, Tavshin Samach Tes. You're going to Sveka the Rabban Lekula do away in Gansen. That's against the Ran and the Dorim. Because the Ran and the Dorim has the Ran on the side of the Rif. The Gemara says there are two opinions. When do you have to have Haseba by the Arba Kosis? You have to have Haseba by Matzah, not by Moror, and by two of the Arba Kosis. So the Gemara has two versions. Do you need Haseba for the first two of the Arba Kosis, or do you need Haseba for the second two of the Arba Kosis? So the Gemara says, since we're not sure, so therefore we need Haseba for all four. So the Rani asked the Kasha, why? It's the whole din of Haseba is not a din deris, it's only din derabbanon. So one should say Sveka derabbanon lekula. So the Rani says, what are you going to say Sveka derabbanon lekula? You're going to say you don't need any Haseba at all. That's ridiculous. So you just did away with the whole din. That's a tar to the sastri. So what are you going to say? Anything that you'll pick. Pick the first two, pick the second two, pick whatever you want. So that he says, but there's no logic to say like that. Since it's equally, everything is Amid Besafik equally, and you can't be Mekel on everything, so since you have no choice, you have to be Machmar both. And that's what it says in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. That's the halacha of Shtei Kederis. I have two pots of kosher food, and a trefa ingredient fell into one of the two pots. So if it's an Issa Deraisa that fell in, it's a suffix there. I said, look, I don't know whether it fell into. Let's say I have a flavoring. I poured in a little flavoring, a vanilla flavoring into the soup. I poured a kosher vanilla flavoring to one and a non-kosher vanilla flavoring into the other. So they both are going to taste exactly the same, but one is kosher, one is not kosher. I don't know which is which. So if it's an Issa deraisa that fell in, so he says, Sveka deraisa luchum, you can't eat either pot of soup. What if it's only an Issa derabbanan? So it says, Beferish, you can't eat either pot of soup either. You can't be mata both pots of soup, and you can't just pick arbitrarily, well, one pot, the pot that's mine, I have a shayla. I'll say it's muta. Your pot, you'll ask a shayla, they'll tell you the same thing. Your pot is muta, my pot is muta. You can't be mata both pots. So since you can't be mata both, you have to ask both. When do you have a din of shtei kederis? If it's an isa de rabbana that falls in your mata, that's if you have shtei kederis. One pot is treif anyway. I'm cooking treif soup for the non-Jewish workers. I obligate myself to give a meal. So I'm cooking trefa soup to give to the non-kosher, non-Jewish workers. Then I'm cooking kosher food, kosher soup. And I poured in a non-kosher ingredient. I poured in an ingredient into both pots of soup, and they both taste exactly the same. And the ingredient into the... I had a non-kosher ingredient to pour in the kosher ingredient. And the whole... So if it's an Issa deraisa that fell in, I don't know which pot it fell into... So I have to, the trefa pot is trefa anyway. I have to ask the kosher pot also. Safik deraisa l'chumer. If it's only an Issa derabbanan that fell in, I don't know whether it fell into the trefa pot or the kosher pot. So then there's a din telemus that's called tliya. That's a din of tliya. Telemus akakola ben makukla. It's an Issa derabbanan. You have a right to be tailor. The trefa ingredient fell into the trefa pot, and the kosher pot remains kosher. But if the both pots to begin with were kosher, shteka there is the both kosher and the nisa derabbanan fell into one or the other. You have to ask both pots. That's the law. He can't be mekel atar to the sasri. can't be mekel on a din derabbanon tartinus. So that's number one taina that the Beis HaLevi has, that this Chacham Echud who wrote in the Hebrew newspaper in Europe that you should be mekel on all the Shemitah years, on all the possibilities. He says, if we're going to consider the possibility that maybe it's many years, then we have to be machma all the years. You better not raise that issue. We don't consider that a suffix. That's going to make things worse for us. Up gepaskan, always gepaskan, that is tavshin samaches. If it's going to be considered a real suffix, which year is the real Shemitah, you have to ask her all the years. So that's we don't consider that suffix. We follow the Shita Sagan. Then Beis HaLevi has another taina. He says, you don't apply Sveika Derabbanan Lakula on any and every Sveika Derabbanan. There's some din of Derabbanan that we're machmer on. So if you have an asmachta, he says, if you have a din Derabbanan that has an asmachta in Chumash, so then you say Sofik Derabbanan Lachumra. Because when the Rebbe Shlom dictated the Chumash in such a way that there should be an asmachta, it's as if the Rebbe Shlom was merameis that he wants you to introduce a din Derabbanan over here, so that din Derabbanan is treated like a din derais if you have an asmachta. So that's what the Shach quotes over here. Tevkot Nzayin on page Reish Chav Zayin. He quotes it from the Torah Schatas. It's quoting from the Isa Veheta. If you chicken and milk, we all know is only Basta B'chol of the Rabbanon. And if you have a Sofik Shishim, so if you have Shishim in the chicken against the milk, so it doesn't become Basta B'chol of. Tipas Chav Shenachla Ala Basar, Ein Anais and Tam, so it doesn't become Basta B'chol of. What if you don't know whether you have shishim or not? So suffix shishim. So since bas b'cholav by chicken is only the rabbanon, so you should have said sveika d'rabbanan l'kula. So the Torah Schatas quotes from the Isa Veheta, no, that even though bas b'cholav by chicken is only the rabbanon, since it's a ikara deraisa, it's an aspect of bas b'cholav is a din deraisa. Since it's an aspect of bas b'cholav deraisa, you have to say suffix d'rabbanan l'chumra over here. You don't have a right to say on every suffix d'rabbanan that you go l'kula. So the Shach says, with all due respect, the Ramo, who wrote the Torah Schatas, forgot that the Isa Beheta wrote in another place, 50 pages away. He paskens like that opinion in the Tanoim and the Taisus, the Basa B'chol by chicken is deraisa. So he goes, L'shitosai. Not that it's a din, not that it's a Sofik Derabbanan, and you have a lot of Sofik Derabbanan that you go L'chumra. No, he holds that it's a Sofik deraisa. But we pasken L'aloch and Simen Pei Zayin, that chicken and milk is only the Rabbanan. We don't consider that sheet that it's basa b'chol of the rice. We paskin, it's only the rabbanon. According to the way we paskin, why should you say that sofik the rabbanon l'chumer? We do have sometimes, like the Beis HaLevi said, we do have cases where we say sofik the rabbanon l'chumer. But why should chicken and milk be one of those cases? He thinks, the Shach thinks that this was partially a misunderstanding of the Ramo.
If you have a sambo and you already did and somebody forgotten what you told.
If you have a what?
You did have Sava and
Pesach. A Seder and the first two, yeah.
And you forgot one or two. So can you say, talking about the
Kalb and Kukal? Could be. Yeah, it could be. They're talking Shulchan Aruch. What about Bidiyevit? Especially they talk, could be. That Bidiyevit you would say. Especially that you have the sheet of the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says that Bizman is there, you don't need any Haseba, period. He said, "Zman Gemara that it was a common practice that people ate beheseder." So that demonstrates derech eres. Zman is that we find it so uncomfortable, we're not used to it. Even millionaires, nobody eats like that. Even kings, nobody eats like that. So if I can't, it's so uncomfortable. So how is that called derech eres? So the women follow the Rav Yoh. The meaning of the women, even though the Gemara says been dealing the Gemara, sometimes a woman has to have a seder. Afin habiyosanes, the women are mechiv a seder and avikosis. So the meaning is the women follow Rav Yoh. That's a question. Why? Why only the women? How come the men don't follow the Rav Yoh? You got to figure out the reason for that. And then they talk about b'dievit sometimes. What if a person ate matzah, shaloi b'haseba, maybe he doesn't have to repeat it. So it depends. If he didn't bench yet, so let him eat another kasayis of matzah b'haseba. If he benched already, then you're going to tell him he should bench all over again, wash again, and bench again. So they discuss in Shulchan Aruch how much of a b'dievit does it have to be that you have a right to rely on this Rav Yoh.
What about the Gemara, the case of bringing
right. That's a dinder raisa there. That's not a dinder rabbanon. So how come it's lahakil? So the Tosis explains that's lahakil because Tosis claims it's not lahakil because it's sofik tuma b'shus harabim. If it's a tie to the sasu, you wouldn't meet mekos. Tosis says the reason why it's lahakil because l'cheskas tara. Each one has a cheskas tara. Chazok and mikra, then you paskin based on chazok, even if it is a tie to the sasu. the pots.
Two pots of a chazaki make kosher. I asked this pot makes it, well, it's not being saved kosher. Then you asked the child the second pot, she has chazaki and saved so kosher.
Uh huh. I don't know. I don't know. What I mean? What if it's this? What if it's two different people own the two different pots? One should say this soup has a cheska hata, and that soup has a cheska.
Tamachachum, he knows not to ask the shayla both at once. He asks one after the other.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. We have to look there in Kuf Yud Aleph. How does that compare with the Shnei Shvilim? By Shnei Shvilim, Iker Adin Deraisa, you go to Hakel. Tais says because you follow Chazaka. And it's only a chumer midrabbanan. Bo lishol b'vasachas. It's a chumer midrabbanan that you're not allowed to be mekel tied to the sasek because mechzik uchuchali etlulo. So what's by the shnei? What's by the shtei kederis? What if bo lishol b'zachazeh? Some yikar adin. I tell the whole story and I say one pot belongs to me. One pot belongs to my next door neighbor. I'm not interested in his pot. I just want to know about my pot. So would you say there that yikar adin? You would be mekel. It's really the hakel. I don't know.
Chazaka
allowing you to be from
Haga. I mean,
Chazaka
is allowing you what's happening, staying. Here it's
Issa
V'Heter, you're allowed to follow in
Tumah,
maybe you're allowed to follow these kind of
dinim. Yeah, no, we follow Chazaka and Issa V'Heter also. Yeah. Follow Chazaka, not only Tumah V'Tar, you follow Chazaka and Issa V'Heter too. Even a Tate V'Sasri, you follow Chazaka and Issa V'Heter. Yeah. And I tell you, follow Chazaka and Issa V'Heter, even tied to the Sasser. But the Rabbanim, we don't allow a tied to the Sasser. But the Shabbos is only a tied to the Sasser, boldly showed by Vasachas. But what if the Sheikh there is in Simon Kuf Yerach? What if they belong to two different people? So maybe there it should be Lahokel. I don't know. We should
it's not Mepsik and Chutav et Lula because people saw that an Isser fell in.
I don't
even
know.
Without them coming to us, it should always be like Vasachas.
Could be. I don't know. Could be. You have to take a look there. I don't know. So that was the Shachs of Kotn Zayin. He's Masik on the Toras Chatos. Toras Chatos quoted Issa V'Heter. Toras Chatos understood that Issa V'Heter is saying that there are many cases of a Sofik the Rabban when you go to Chumra. So that's true. Beis Halevi has the rock cases we go to Chumra, but he thinks this is not one of them. He says he doesn't say why. He said this is simply the Issa V'Heter the Shitasa that he writes 50 pages earlier. That Besarei Pecholav is the Raisa. That's how the Issa V'Heter understood the line in Tosfos. We learned it in the beginning of Kolabasa. Tosfos commented on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Oifugvino necholem bafikorin. Tani Igra Hamur de Reb Zeir, I think. Igra was the father-in-law of Reb Zeir, I think, and he recited a brisa, and the brisa says, you don't have to wait 6 hours in between eating chicken and milk. Why don't you have to wait 6 hours in between chicken and milk? Why? Manishtana. So Tosin says, because chicken is only fleshig midirabbanon, so it's like Gzeir l'Gzeir. It's bad enough that you don't have chicken cooked in milk. You're going to tell me you have to wait 6 hours. Gzeir l'Gzeir, it's a dark minish. And then Tyson says, we don't follow that opinion. Why? Because we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like what? So the Yisra B'Heter said, because we don't paskin like that, that Psareif Mecholav is the Rabbanon, that was Machloik HaSatanoim. So the Yisra B'Heter understood and misunderstood Tyson, however you'll read it. The Yisra B'Heter understood that Tyson is saying, we don't paskin like Igra, Chamur de Reb Zeira, because we hold that Psareif Mecholav is the Raisa. So just like you need 6 hours in between flesh and milk, you need 6 hours in between chicken and milk. And the Shach said, no, that's not what Tosfos meant. We don't follow that, but just because it's the Rabbana, therefore it follows. You don't have to wait 6 hours, but bottom line, it still is Basa B'Cholam and the Rabbana, so you still have to wait 6 hours. That's a simple reading of Tosfos. You don't have to say, we don't hold like that, that we hold that Psaret B'Cholam is their rice. Yeah.
There's a
Kavu Chomer
that with the Chomer and the Oath, that it's not Shishim, it's Sebek Shishim, that sounds more Chomer than not waiting 6 hours after the chicken. That we should treat that we should be machmir.
Machmir, yeah.
Machmir by the tarubas of basar b'rov. Then
a suffix shishin.
Then waiting between eating them.
Yeah, it's more svar to be machmir here.
Yeah. Right. So in any case, whichever he meant, whatever the Tosfos meant, it would follow that you should be machmir by the.
The Shachol is not so. The Shachol is it's only Bas B'Chol the Rabbanah. So you have a Sofik the Rabbanah, you go to Kula. Why Manishtana? Why should I say that this is so Chomer? This is so Chomer. I have a Sofik, maybe it's Mutter. Maybe I do have Shishim. So the Shach holds that Issa v'heter is lishitosoi, and the Ramah didn't paskin like the other Issa v'heter. Ramah paskins against that Issa v'heter. He paskins b'sarei p'cholav is only the Rabbanan. So why is he all of a sudden machmer on this Issa v'heter that a suffix shishim is lachumer? Sifkot n'ches we saw, that's when the Shach is upset about Salek, it's meaning k'mishena, it does make any sense at all. What kind of Salek? Then you have the Mechaba Siv Gimel. Bamedvar Mamurim, when does the Halacha say that Safik the Rabbana Lakula, only if it's a Safik, let's say I have some food on the table, I'm not sure if it's kosher or treif, the worst it can be is only treif the Rabbana, so I'll go and I'll eat it. Safik Rabbana Lakula. I can ask my wife what it is. I'll ask, is it kosher or treif? And she'll tell me, 1, 2, 3. She's not here. So I have to pick up the telephone, call her up. So I'm not mechuyev to call her up. Safik shev shel avarer. So that's not called, you have no right to be mekel. Safik the Rabbana Lakula if it's a safik shev shel avarer. You're just lazy. Unless it's my wife is in Europe. Years ago, a long distance telephone call would cost $50. So if the whole piece of food that we're talking about is a half a dollar, so I'm going to have to spend $50 on a long distance telephone call or send a telegram that's going to cost also $30. Going to send a telegram to find out whether it's kosher or treif. The worst they give you is only at the Rabbanan anyway. So that's called the Achreidim say, if it's Tzarch Lahotzi Olav Hotzo, it's going to be very expensive. That's called the Safik Shi'yav Shalavar. It's too expensive to go be Mivar. But if it's a Safik Shev Shalavar, so that's not considered a legitimate Safik to be Mekel. That's what the Mechaba says. If you have an Iser and it fell into a pot, and in order to calculate whether you have Shishim, you have to know how to figure out volume. You have to be able to multiply the length by the width and the height volume, and then calculate how big is this pot of soup. So you have to calculate length and width and height volume, and then you have to divide to see. So it's not, you don't have to know higher mathematics for that. The only thing is, this guy does know arithmetic. I don't know how to make the calculation, but so I'll have to make a long distance phone call to ask someone else. And long distance phone call is going to cost $50. And so that's not a legitimate suffix. That's easy arithmetic. If it's easy arithmetic, that's not called a suffix like that. Suffix of chisaron, you don't know how to calculate arithmetic. That doesn't count. That's the shach of cutting test. That's because from the mortchid the lashon da shayt emeina das. That's not called a suffix. Chisaron yidiyah doesn't count. If nishpach any yochel amin olav. That's what the rishonim said. We had the piskatesis and the mortchid. They were talking according to Rashi Tamkikas lav deraisa. So nishpach will be suffix the rabbanu lekula according to Rabbi Natam. The Tamkikas deraisa. So nishpach liyasveka deraisa. So nishpach any yochel amin olav. You don't know how much. You don't know what the volume was. But it was like Nishbach, everything is lefanein, it just can't do the arithmetic. So that's called, that's not a legitimate suffix.
So you're saying that you don't have to put great financial expense? How much should Rabbi say it's about nowadays? And also in terms of spending time, how much time would a person have to spend?
Right, sometimes the telephone calls are very inexpensive. Right, let's say now in the OU, sometimes there's a flavor that they put into some food, and the flavor has 35 flavors in it. From 35 different companies in 35 different countries in the world. There are 35 countries in the world where they manufacture flavors. Scotland and Ireland and England and France. So you have to go make phone calls. Sometimes not that expensive, but it'll take hours and hours and hours. And the worst it could be is going to be only an Issa Derabanan anyway. So the worst it is an Issa Derabanan, and it's going to take hours and hours. Also not Mechuyif. So that's unclear. How much money you have Mechuyif to spend and how much time. So if it's once you realize that it's absolutely unreasonable, then we say that's called the EF Shalivar. But if it's one or two phone calls and it's a half an hour, okay? So spend half an hour and two phone calls and the fight.
Something like the OU, which is a mass like for everyone, it's for the college. There's going to be massive amounts of this food produced. So there could be, you know, why wouldn't it be worth it to make the hogsalos if there's going to be massive distribution?
Yeah, usually the case is that it's going to be kosher anyway. Usually, because if you have 35 different flavors blended in to make one flavor, so Mustama, if you would be missing one of the 35, Ruba, 99% of the people in the world would say taste exactly the same. They wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Maybe there's a mumcha somewhere, some kfela somewhere in the world will be able to tell the difference. So even if it is, it's nice and tam a little bit. That's called Zevizagurm. The Achrenim have an expression, Zevizagurm. It doesn't really give its own nesinas time. So that we sometimes make, if it's unreasonable to expect hours and hours and hours of research, to then we make, that's called the Yefshel Levar. That's the Shach Tess. He's explaining the Mechaber that we only say, if Nishbach, that's a Safik Derabban Al-Kula. But if it's, everything is Lofonein, just you don't know how to make it's not even mathematical, the arithmetic calculation, just plain arithmetic. It's not higher math, you don't need any calculus over here. Just to figure out the volume of the Isser and the volume of the Heter. It's not so complicated. So that's called Das Shaita Meina Das, that doesn't count. Yeah. How do you know that this is so? How does the Mechaber know the Rishonim say this? Yeah. Tur B'Shem HaRashba. How do they know that it's so? Even on the Nisa D'Rabbanon. So the Hoy Chochi is, the Shach says, Hivkotin Tes, Chochi is from Kchal. The Kchal is Cholav Shchuto. I shechted the milk is only milchik if you milk the cow while the cow was alive. If you shech the cow, then you have the milk that's left in the yada. That's called cholav shchuta. Lav davka shchuta, cholav nevela. Also the same thing. But cholav nevela maybe have an isa nevela. Okay, so we're talking cholav shchuta. That's only milchik mederabon. So the Gemara says when a kchal falls into a pot of soup, and you don't know whether you have shishim against it or not. You don't know how much milk is going to come out. So the worst they're going to be is going to be milchik midirabbanan. Milchik ben atar, it's not going to be. You can't make basa b'chol of derais. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, since ein on the yodim kamanofik minay, so you have to go l'chumr. So that's what the Shach says. That's the proof that the Rishonim had, even if you're dealing with an isa derabbanan. Because the mocker was from Khal is only chol of shkuta derabbanan. Since le'adina kamenafik b'nei, so you have to go l'chumra. Yeah, if everything is lefaneinu, you have to go l'chumra to measure keneged kulon. Yeah. What's this dalit in the mechaber? That's a din le'adin kamenafik mene. That's the same as the kchal. You have to anisa fell into soup, and then you threw out the yisur. It was cooking there for an hour. Then you realize a piece of treif of fish fell in. So you throw out the piece of fish. You feed it to the dogs. Now you have to measure shishim. So you have to measure shishim connect the whole fish because le'adin kamenafik mene. And on the yodin kamiyatzmel fichach. Fine. Yeah. What if I cooked kosher soup in a treifa pot? So the treifa is that Tzeina Ben Yomo that was cooked in the pot more than 24 hours ago, and for that it's Tzeina Ben Yomo, so you forget about that. That's Tzeina Nosen Tamil of Gam. That's not going to ask. How much treifa could there possibly be that is Ben Yomo? So you have to measure Kenege, the amount of treifa that there is in the last 24 hours of Ben Yomo, because maybe the whole thickness of the walls of the pot are absorbed with treifas. So you have to measure shishim keneged the whole thickness of the pot. And then the Shach says, and usually sivkot niyud aleph, usually ein masha b'toch hakli shishim keneged hakli. Ain't seen inside a gimel. It's usually the case. Usually you don't have shishim in the soup that you couldn't cook in a pot keneged the thickness of the pot, unless in the big factories. In industrial kashrus, you often have way more than shishim, because the pots are gigantic, the size of this room. They're making soup for the whole world. They're canning kosher soup for the whole world. So then it's very common that you will have shishim. But we're talking about balabasta at home, they usually don't have shishim. So then the Mechaber says, you only have to worry about how much treifas was nivla in the last 24 hours. Unless the treifas was nivla a day and a half ago, and chimam b'mayim ben time, so we machma chimam b'mayim, within meis leis, then you have to start counting 24 hours, Mishas Chimam HaMayim. And now that was the Shach had a machlekes with the Beis Yosef. Why is that so? So the Beis Yosef, the Madani Melech, no, the Madani Yontef understood the reason why is because Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and he said, a Pela on the tour, how can the tour paskan, you don't say Hanan Bishar Yisurim, if his father, the Rosh, quotes the Truma, the Sefer HaTruma, that Mishas Chimam HaMayim, here this was in Tzadik Dalet, Sivkot Nechor Beis. If the Rosh quotes the Sefer Truma that you measure Mishas Chimam HaMayim, so does not show that the Rosh subscribes to the principle of Chantichah Nasa Be'el B'Sharisim. And the Shach says, no, it's not a Tmihani ala Madani ala Madana. How can he say that? That's not what it is. Le'amarati al Sof Taita, that's not the reason why. The reason why is because it only becomes Nasa Tamlev Gam if the Trey Fablia sits in the Charis HaSagdera for 24 hours straight. If it comes out, then it starts swimming around and takes a shower in the Chimim Bamaim and the water. Then it goes back into the prison. Then it goes back into the Charis HaSagdera. So he has to sit there straight for 24 hours. That's a different reason. It's not doesn't necessarily have to be based on Chanan B'Sharisim. Fine. So the Mechaber here is a little bit, he doesn't spell out the whole thing. You only worry about the Yisr that's Nivel on the last 24 hours unless it was Chimim Bamaim the last 24 hours. And that Chimim Bamaim was within 24 hours after the Shas of Bishol HaYisr. Okay. Then you have to measure, yeah, this then you have to measure Kenega, the whole thickness. Kenega, the whole thickness of the kli, when is that? That's if the Issa was Nivla into the kli, Ayde Bishol. What if the Issa was only Nivla in the kli, Ayde Irui? So we say Irui is only Mevashal Kade Klipa, it's only Mavliya Kade Klipa. So if it's only Mavliya Kade Klipa, so you don't have to worry. Let's say it's a very thick pot. We don't have such thick pots. But if you would have it, apparently years ago they used to have very pots with very thick walls. So only you have to worry about the first layer of the Gedei Klipa, not about the whole thickness of the pot. So then you wouldn't need Shishin Kenega the whole thickness of the pot. If the whole pot became Treifa Yidei Irui, or if the whole pot became Treifa Yidei Malicha, so Malicha also only asks, what does the Ramah say? V'vatshe bol Yidei Resichas Eish, v'azah b'li alechz b'chol ha'kli, av Yidei Resichas Malicha, and Nivela b'kli Rak Gedei Klipa. Malicha is only Mavliya Gedei Klipa. So it only makes treif, it only puts the blia, the treif of blia, into the outer, the first layer of kadei klipa. So all you need is shishin keneged the kadei klipa. Shach says, what denami, if it was nivla yidei, yidei iri. The shach says, cut in your gimel, because also iri is only vashu kadei klipa, only makes treif kadei klipa. Okay. Then the mechaba has the machlaikas, two opinions. They say cham iktasa cham kula, that we just had that. We just had that. We always say here, Tzadik Dalet. Tzadik Dalet. So Mechaber quotes Sifalov. So Mechaber quoted a Machlokes. That's a repeat over here. The same Machlokes. Everything over here is a repeat. Everything is repeated. Whether you say Cham Iktasa, Cham Kula means therefore the Bliya is going to go from the whole spoon. Even the top of the spoon that's not submerged into under the... I'm stirring the Treifa spoon. Ben Yoma stirring kosher soup with the Treifa spoon. So you only have to worry about the Bliya is coming out from that part of the spoon that's submerged below the level of the soup, but you have to worry, Cham Iktasa, Cham Kula, even about that part of the spoon, the handle of the spoon that's sticking out above. So there was a second opinion in the Mechaber there and here, that you say, Cham Iktasa, Cham Kula, the whole Bliya goes out. And the Ramah says, we don't follow that opinion. We're noging Kisvar HaRishayna, that Cham Iktasa, Cham Kula, Cham Hain Cham Margen, Cham, but it doesn't cause the whole Bliya to go out. So it's Cham. But the Bliya only goes through if there's right of The Bliya doesn't go out. Then the Ramah says, what's the upshot of the whole story? You always need shishim. If makiro, that's a piece of ham fell into vegetable soup. So take the ham out. So you have shishim. Take the ham out. Don't leave the ham there. So you have to throw it out if you can recognize. And makiro tzorach la'asim misham. I've got to about the time of b'shishim. Therefore, he says, if chela fell into soup, and if you put it in the refrigerator, the chela will rise to the top. So you got to do that. It's epshal akira. So it's, if it's nikir, it's not going to be bok. Yeah. Then there's a shayla over here. This Ramah said, chela fell into vegetable soup. And the chela was nimoyach, it liquefied, and I have shishim against it. So it's already bottled, but you can easily put it in the refrigerator. When you put it in the refrigerator, the schmaltz will rise to the top, so you should do that. What would be the din if chela fell into soup and I know that I don't have shishim? I don't have shishim. So can you say, put it in the refrigerator, the chela will rise to the top. So the ruba, 95% of the chela will rise to the top and you scoop it out and you throw it out. And the amount of chalev that will remain behind, will for that you'll have shishim. You don't have shishim against the whole chalev. But after the chalev will rise to the top, then you will have shishim. So the shach says, osir, 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 osir. And then he says the last line, he doesn't understand the bach. The bach says mutter. Here the shach tezayin. Mashma. The Ramah is only then his bottle time will be shishim. If you have shishim, but you can put it in the refrigerator and the schmaltz will rise to the top. Mashma beferish from the Rama, hech delek the shishim, the mahanin sin is maim tzonim. Does not be put in the refrigerator. Chen klas b'toras chad, chen klas b'isa v'heter, shem rabban, chen kol ha-poskim, everybody says like that. The one who says not so is the Bach, the last line he says. The loka Bach, shesomach atzma ha-gos, isa v'heter, lahata b'diyevin, adein sin is maim tzonim, afil lek the shishim. Even though he didn't have shishim in the first place. Why? Because the chel of the fat will rise to the top, shum and the schmaltz will rise to the top, when you scoop it all out, so by now you will have shishim. So it's a pella. Why? That's what we call hefshel l'sochto. Hefshel l'sochto. Originally, I didn't have shishim. The schmaltz, the trefa, schmaltz, trefa, chazal schmaltz fell into the vegetable soup. I did not have shishim. He's talking about the case. But then I put it in the refrigerator, so the schmaltz rises to the top. I scoop out all the trefa schmaltz. So 95% of the trefa schmaltz was removed. Now I'll only have 5%. 5% of the schmaltz that fell in, for that I have shishim. That's the Gemara. Epshel l'sochto asa. So apparently the Shach, the Bach thinks, Shach says he's wrong. The Bach thinks that epshel l'sochto asa only applies to basa b'cholam. Doesn't apply to shari surim. So just like epshel hafrido is clearly mutter b'shari surim, the old machlekes we had. We had a Shach. The simikul face if cotton yud zayin, this long shach page 490. Simikul face if cotton yud zayin, where the shach had a machlekes. What's a din of basa b'cholov? If efshal lahafrido, I remove every speck of milk from the meat, every speck of meat from the milk. So mamash, I separated them. So that's a machlekes. So there's some hold that even by basa b'cholov is muta. B'shari sim for sure it's muta. Efshal lahafrido b'shari sim. That's a gemara. You have the gemara said when you broil the flesh. And the dam, and you didn't salt the flesh before you broiled it. So when you broil it, so the dam falls to the bottom, and the schmaltz falls to the bottom also. And you want to retrieve the schmaltz. Years ago, they used to consider eating schmaltz very healthy. So you want to eat the schmaltz, but the schmaltz was cooked together with the dam. So the Gemara says there's a chemical procedure whereby we know that we will remove every speck of the dam from the schmaltz. And then the Gemara said, Beferish that is mutta. So the Beferish that Epshel Afido Bishari Sim for sure is mutta. So the Bach apparently thinks that just like Epshel Afridu is Mutta B'Shari Surim, Epshel Asachta is Mutta also B'Shari Surim. We had the Shach before quoted the Maharam Lublin. He had a tshuva, where was that? In the Tzaddik somewhere. He quoted Maharam Lublin, said the Ferish not so, that we passed, it was on in my Shach is up on the top of, and here it is, top of page Reish Yud. Tzvaz of a tshuva is Maharam Lublin, that's in Tzaddik Dalet Zivkot Nechov Gimel. If you have a tray for knife and you cut onions with it, so it's a dover chorif, so the blia comes out, even though it's betzayna duchke the sakina with a dover chorif, the blia comes out, and you don't have shishim in the butzel, can I get the tray for knife? But then I cook the butzel, I cook the onion and a pot of soup, and then the trefa blia that came from the knife into the onion is going to be mispashet all over the place. So now, originally in the butzel I didn't have shishim against the trefa blia, but now that I'm going to cook it in a pot, so the trefa blia will be mispashet. Now I will have shishim. So the Maram Lublin writes in the tshuva, epshel asochto is asa. The butzel remains asa. The rest of the soup in the pot, I had shishim. From the very outside, I have shishim. So that's mutter. But since originally, when the isa was nibbling into the butzel, I didn't have shishim. Even though now I do have shishim, so he paskens that epshel esochto, bishari surim is also. That's like Rashi. Rashi said, so beferish on the Gemara. When the Gemara talks about epshel esochto, so Rashi says, when milk was nibbling into the flesh, and then you don't have shishim in the flesh against the milk, but then you cook the piece of meat and a pot of soup, and then the milk is mispashet all over the place. Now I do have shishim. So what's a din by basa b'cholam? And what's a din by shari surim? A little trefis fell into a piece of meat, and you didn't have shishim, and then I cooked a piece of meat in a big vat full of water, full of soup, and now the tam of the trefis is mispashet. Now I have shishim. So Rashi learns in the Gemara, the original machlekes hatanaim is bein b'basa b'cholam, bein b'shari surim. You didn't have to learn like Rashi. You could learn that epshel esochto is only machlekes by basa b'cholam, doesn't apply to shari surim. So that's this Bach apparently thinks like that. The Bach thinks just like epshel hafrido for sure is muta b'shari surim, So the Bach Paschal's halacha, the Reb Shel Esochta was also mutar b'shar isur. And we don't hold like that Bach. We paschal like this Maharam Lublin that he quoted in Sarik Dalis at Kot Nechav Gimel. The Reb Shel Esochta b'shar isur is also. There was no Yedis Ataruz before what? Before the Botzel went into the soup. I mean, you only say Chaticha Nasis Nevela. I mean, it's based on Chaticha Nasis Nevela. The Ramah says like that. The Ramah in the Torah Chata says that you only say Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'Shari Surim if there's Yedias Atarulis. And the Shach didn't like it in a big way. So he disagreed. He quotes it again in this siman. He quotes that Ramah again in this siman. And he says again that he doesn't agree. He doesn't like it. Yeah. I already forgot where that was, where he quotes that Ramah. That's in Lamed Dalet. That's in Lamed Dalet, he quotes it. On page 458 in my edition, the old editions, on the third wide line, in the third very wide line in the Shach. Oyed Yishlaima, the Ramah goes Lishitose, Harav also Lishitaime. Shapasik, but Arashatis, Havesel, the Kamon, Sariktes, Sivkant Hezvav. That but he says I don't agree. I explained over there. And I don't agree. But he says the Ramah does say like that. That you don't say Hanan unless there was Yediyas Atarubis. That is correct. That whole that chumra of the Maharam Lublin is based on Hanan b'sharisurim. So if you don't hold from Hanan b'sharisurim, or if you say Hanan doesn't set in until after Yediyas Atarubis, and probably wouldn't apply the Maharam Lublin. But the Shach is not happy about that. He thinks that Hanan B'shar Yisurim applies, even if it's Leinai Da'atarubis. So again, this Bach, the last line in the Shach, Zivkot Tezayin, this Bach is a whopper of a kulin. He holds that you don't say, he holds Epshel Esochto, B'shar Yisurim is Mutta. Not only Epshel Hafrida, Epshel Esochto. We usually assume not so. We assume like the Maharam Lublin that the Shach quoted earlier. Let's see. What's in Sif Hei? In Yadua, Kamahu Hisek, Gigon Kav Chadosh, I have a brand new spoon. And I stirred this spoon. Say, if I stirred this brand new spoon, there was a pot full of trefa soup. And I was stirring this spoon. I don't know how much trefa soup was absorbed. So you have to be Choshesh. Maybe the trefa soup was absorbed. Keneged kula, maybe the whole spoon is kula balua with treifas, and you have to measure keneged kula. What if I know it's a big, heavy metal spoon, brand new and never used, or it was used a year ago? It's ain't a benyoma from anything from the past. And now, the maximum treifas that it could have possibly been balea is a half a kazayas of chazashmalt. Half a kazayas of chazashmalt. So then, do you have to measure keneged the whole thickness of the spoon? No. You only have to measure keneged the half a kazayas of the chazashmalt. Why not say Chaticha Nasis Nevela? You have to measure Shishin Keneged, the whole carrier of the Issa, and the carrier of the Issa is the spoon. So that's why we don't pass like that. There were some Rishonim who said that you say Hanan in Kalim, the Ramah quotes it. There were some, Yeshenim Echalkim and Kaf Yoshin, Rak Ben Kli Cheris Lushar Kalim, that's the Ramah in the end of Sif Hei, on page 456. Yesh, there are some Rishonim who distinguish between Kli Cheris and Shar Kalim, the Omrim, their opinion is that be klicheres the epshel lahafrida yisai de agola yisai chanan in sharkel miron. So he says, no, it's a chumra, but mikra din, we really don't hold like that. We hold that you never say chanan, that you need to calculate the shishim keneged, the carrier of the yisr. That's if the yisr, the trefa yisr, was nivlin to a chaticha. So you have to measure keneged a chaticha voichlin. You don't have to measure keneged metal. You don't have to measure keneged metal. It doesn't mean that. You have to measure keneged all chatichas heta that carries the iser, because heta netach lias iser. No, we said it's not correct. We said melech abalua midam. If you have the salt that absorbed dam in it, and we know how much dam. It's only a teaspoon of dam, and the melech is much more than a teaspoon. So you need shish and keneged the whole carrier of the iser, because melech is food. Melech is edible. So you need shish and keneged kula. But you don't say that the melech is heta nepach li asisir, it will be heta nepach li asisir. Rashbam held like that. That was machlekes Rashbam and the other Baliyat Tosis. So according to Rashbam, the melech is heta nepach li asisir. Chaticha nas mela literally has an isa dam on the melech. He can't even say it. Doesn't make sense. How can melech have an isa dam? But apparently the Rashbam also doesn't say the melech has an isa dam. That's nonsense. It means not only do you have to measure, calculate shishin kenega the carrier of the iser, you have to be mevatel the carrier of the iser. So since melech is habira letaimo, so it's never be bottle. But we don't pass it like that. We pass the melech habalomi dam. If you have shishim kenega the melech, there's no problem. The only time I say that that salt is avida l'taima and it's not bottled, that's if the salt is an isa machmas atzmo. Where is that? Yeah, that's in the Ramo on Sif Ches. The Ramo on Sif Ches. Ramo writes, Kol isurim hanogim is banazeh kulam is batla mishishim mulvadcham is bepesach v'yayin nesach kashin is bar b'hil chaseim. But all the other normal, what does he come lapuke? To the exclusion of what Isser is not noig bizman hazeh, that's not batal bishishim. Huh? Truma. There's no truma schutz lords. Truma needs mayo. That's what I mean. What is he referring to? What Isser is there that here? What does the shach say? What does that losha mean? Let's see the shach. The Rambam says all Isurim all need shishim. The Shach writes in Chavov all Isurim need shishim. Sounds like whether it's an Isur Derais and Isur Rabbanan, that's against the Rambam, because the Gemara says if you have Kral falls into flesh, so it's bottle 59, you don't need shishim. So there was a Machlekes Rishonim, why is 59 enough? So the Rambam said because Kral is only the Rabbanan, if it's an Isur Derabbanan you don't need shishim, it's enough 59. So the Shach says in Chavov that the Ramah is paskin against. I call Yisurim Hanogim is manazeh. Even in Nisa Derabbanan, you need 60. It's not enough 59. How come Kal is different? No. So the Rishonim say not like the Ramah. Why is Kal different? Kal itself is flesh. Kal is a shtick flesh. So when the milk and the Kal, you don't know what the ratio is. You don't know what the proportion of milk is to basar in the Kal. But the Kal is also a shtick flesh. So the Kal with another 59 units of flesh, the same volume will be mevatel that unit of milk. The maximum of the milk could be the whole volume of the kral. So if you have 60, including the kral is a piece of flesh, it's also mitzdarf. But it's not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds whenever there's an Issa Rabban, it's bottle in 59. So that's the first shach of Vav. He says, we don't pass on like that. Rambam, the Rambam means to say, Kol Yisurim, Pirish Ben Shal Tor Ben Shal Divreyim, Adoloko HaRambam. Sure, okay. Then he writes, Milvad Chomis B'Pesach, and Yai Nesach. So what does he write? Chav Zayin Losh Natur. Mavad Chamez Pesach Yai Nesach V'Tevel V'Orlo. More exceptions to the rule. Orlo. We have Orlo B'Chutz Loretz. Orlo Beretz Yisrael is even Safik Orlo is Asa. Safik Orlo B'Chutz Loretz is Muta. But Orlo is Asa B'Chutz Loretz. Orlo means you plant a tree. So if fruits grow the first 3 years, a lot of times fruits will not grow. Nothing grows, and there's nothing to be Asa. It doesn't mean the first 3 years that it bears fruits. First 3 years from the time you plant the tree. So if nothing grows, they're off the hook. If things grow, so that's also b'achil and also b'anu. So the din is that Orlo is not b'mashu, Orlo is b'masayin. Orlo and Klei Akerem are b'masayin. Double truma. Truma is b'meya. We had the truma is b'meya was only a chumer m'derabbanan. This is proof in the Gemara, the Menatoira. Truma is bottled b'roiv, it's only a chumer. The Sifrei had a drusha from a pasuk. So Tosis says there are many, many drushas in the Sifrei that are only asmachtas. So truma needs meya, even though it's only asa b'achila mutabano, so orlo and klerken, which is kofal yisurim, double the yisur of truma, not only asa b'achila, it's asa b'ano, so kofal aliyosa. So it needs a double amount to be mevatle. Whereas truma is batle b'echo de meya, so orlo and klerken needs masayim. So that's what the mechaber, that's what the tour writes, that orlo is not batle b'shishim, orlo is batle b'masayim. Tevel. Tevel is b'mashu, because tevel is the chadov sheish lamatirin. Tevel is a double sheish matirin, so it's going to be mashu. Tevel will only be mashu if it's min b'mino. If it's min b'shein b'mino, so there's no din of double sheish matirin. Okay? So the Torah writes, Milvad chomis pes v'yayin nesu v'tevel v'ar l'shein lanu ata esik b'hem. We're not talking about that. So what is that loshen mean in the Torah? She'ein lanu ata esik b'hem. How do you translate that phrase? Ein lanu ata means in simen tzadik ches. We're not discussing it. When we get to Hilchas Tevel, later in Yeriday, we're going to get, there's going to be a simon about Tevel, there's going to be a simon about Arla. We'll get to Arla, we'll talk about it there. That's what it means. She'en lanu ato here in Simon Tzadikas, Esagam. So he says, Vadai, Arla in the Hekdis, Bizman is Afi, Lebuchutso, Skidl Kamer, Esh Tzadik Dalit. Ale Ratzalam, She'en lanu b'makam azeb, Hilchas Taru, Bis Esagam. Chem Pirish Adrisha. Delo ke halavush. He always machabed the levush. He never quotes the levush when he says something good. Only he only quotes the levush when he disagrees. He always disagrees with the levush. The lo kahal levush, because the chutz mitel lor al dushen lan ata is an ata means in chutz lords. The tour lived in chutz lords. Chutz lords is no arla. There's no arla, and there's no tevel. So there's no tevel. I understand. There's no tevel. There's no arla. He says, what are you talking about? There's no arla. Of course there's arla. The lo dok. He's wrong. It's Masayim. Okay. Well, the others are Mashahu. Chomes bePesach and Yai Nesach haBeMashahu. That's why he says Chutz Chomes bePesach. That's a Peladika. That's a Peladika Levush. The Levush says that then Chutz Lords Orla is not Noyik.
Clarification in the Shachem Bach by Eshel Sochto.
Yeah.
With the don that we pass in Chanan by Shari Surim, would that machlekes? Is this machlekes only going if you hold Chanan and there's no Chanan by Shari Surim? Or even.
Like, we do hold. The Bach also agrees there's Chanan by Shari Surim.
And still Eshel Sochto is Mutter?
Yeah. The Gemara said that the two were interconnected by Basa B'cholov. The Gemara never spoke about Shari Surim. So that was the Maram Lublin said that we pass an Efshel Asach to Asa B'Shari Surim, and that's by Chanan B'Shari Surim is also Asa. And this Bach holds not so. He say Chanan B'Shari Surim, when it's the carrier of the Issa, have a big piece of flesh and has a little trefus balu into it. So you have to calculate Shish and can't aggregate the whole thing. But Efshel Asach would be Mutta. If you would get it out, it would be Mutta. The Mechaba quoted the Rabbeinu Ephraim, who said just the opposite from the Bach, no? Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you don't say Chanan b'shari surim, but also Chatich and the Sheres b'yisura. Why? Because Epshel is Sochto Aser. Why is Epshel is Sochto? Because Ein Bitla Lam Tchiva Sataruvus. So he's, this Bach is just the Hepech from the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Just the opposite. He says, you do say Chanan b'shari surim, but you don't say Epshel
is
Sochto Aser.
This is only after
and
the Nothingness of the Tefillin, and this is the Yevid.
Yeah, it's only b'di'evit. Yeah, that's what he says. B'di'evit. That's the last line in the Shach Tezayin. In Simon Tzadikres, the Shach said, "Cut in Tezayin." So the last line is quoting this Bach that he's not happy with. The Loka Bach Samachatz Magos Yisrael Hata b'di'evit. I didn't see this man. Not lachatchili. You're right. Lachatchili not lat. Aim about the nisa lachatchila. But b'di'evit is making. Yeah. What is this? What's going on here with this levush? What do you mean? That oil is not Noig B'chutz Lartz. Oil is Noig B'chutz Lartz. So the Levush is wrong, Shain. The Shach says the Levush is wrong. So Gay, over here, Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha, has the comments Tzvi La Tzadik on the bottom of the page. He was a descendant of the Levush. So he says, what do you mean? My great-grandfather is wrong. You can't just wipe him off the face of the earth like that. And that's what they have Miluim on the bottom of the page. I don't know who wrote the Miluim. On the bottom page also. How can you wipe off the Levush? Everything he says is wrong. So they say the same thing. I don't really understand what they're talking about. The din of the Safa Garla B'chutz Laretz is Mutter. So since Safa Garla B'chutz Laretz is Mutter, so therefore. Therefore what? What are you talking about? It's not a Safik. I have Orla, they got mixed in. So why is that a Safik? A Taruvus of Chad Betray. A taruvus of chad betray orlo should be masayim, but a taruvus of chad betray is called the safek arlo b'chutz lo is muta. It's not true. Safek arlo b'chutz lo is muta, like a sveka derabbanan is muta. But you don't say sveka derabbanan muta if it's a ikva yisura. That's the shach and simen kuftes. You say chad betray is bottle. Maybe you only need chad betray if it's an isa deraisa. Maybe if it's an isa derabbanan here. And Simen Kuf Tes, the Shach took over both sides of the page. There's no Taz over there. And page Resh Nun Gimel in the old editions. So there's a long Shach Sivkot and Tes. So he says if you have an Iser the Rabbanon, that falls in, what do you need chad betray? He says chad bechad should be mutter. It's a sveka d'rabban l'kula. So he says no. Taruva says chad bechad is ikva yisur. Ikva yisur is a different chal Hashem suffering. We had the Rambam the other day. No, oh, that was a different shia. That was a different shia. Excuse me. The Rambam the end of Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Meis, the last halach in Hilchas Tumas Meis. The Rambam says that the sofik tumah b'shus hayachis sveika l'chumre is only mid the rabbanon, and he says v'chein have yodoya v'chein all sveika deraisa l'chumre is only mid the rabbanon. So then they put in brackets in the Rambam the Kesef Mishnah quotes this Girsan and I the standard edition they put it into the text of the Rambam. How can you say sveika deraisa l'chumre itself is only mid the rabbanon? Isn't that impossible? That's a fundamental machlekes the Rambam and many other Shem Hams. The Ravid is maskim with that Rambam. Of all the Rambams to agree with, the Ravid agrees with that Rambam. He should have disagreed with that one. So the Rambam holds that Sveika deraisa l'chumra itself is only mid the Rabban. So they put into the text of the Rambam, how can I say Sveika deraisa l'chumra itself is only mid the Rabbanon? The Atar is muta, but there's an institution of Oshem Talui. If a person is mesupik, if he ate chela banat, a person is mesupik, if he ate nevela, so there's no chorus on nevela. So there's no chatos, so there's no Hashem Toli. But let's say, ananisa kores, chelev, dam, chilul Shabbos, eating chametz b'pesach, eating on Yom Kippur, whenever you have anisa kores. So if the person knows bevadai that he violated the aver b'shoigeg, so the rule is kol shev zon kores, and shigivas a chatos. Person is mesupik, but he violated the aver. So you don't bring a chatos, you only bring a chatos if it's a hodolav chatos. If there's yidiyas achet, what if he has a suffik? If he did the aver, he has to bring an Hashem Toli. Until it'll be nisvada. If later on it'll be ascertained that Ivada did the other and the Hashem Tali is not nechaper, then they're going to have to bring achatos. Okay, so the Rama Master Kasha, if I hold that Sveika deraisa lechumra is only mid the Rabbanon, so what do you have to bring an Hashem Tali? Is mutar lachatchila to eat the food that's a sofik dam, sofik ein adam. Mutar lachatchila to be mechal Shabbos if there's a sofik. So how can you say Sveika deraisa luchum is only midirabbanon mutan atayra? So why do you ever have to bring an Hashem Toli? So the way it says in that brackets in the Rambam, that's the girsa that the Kes Mishnah discovered, and he thinks it makes sense. So the Rambam answers, when do I say Sveika deraisa luchum is only midirabbanon by yisurei lavin, but by nisa kores then Sveika deraisa luchum is midiraisa. So Hashem Toli is only on nisa kores. So the Pashta says that it's not correct. Pashta says that the Rambam never said it, and that Girsa shouldn't be there, because the Rambam himself writes over there in Hilchas Tumas Meis, the end of Perek Tes. He says, Hevi Odeya, that all Sveikas L'chumra are only Midirabbanon in Hilchas Shabbos and in Arayis. Hilchas Shabbos and Arayis, this Kares. Kol ha-sveikus bein betumis, bein b'macholas asuris, bein b'arayis, v'shabasis, ein lahem elamidirei seifu. Shabbos is the kuris, and arayis is kuris. So how can the Rambam himself write in the next line, how can that be that that's what the Rambam wrote, that in Isuri kuris, sveika derayis and luchumim derayis, that's impossible. So the Kes Mishnah stands on his head, because he likes this girsa from the Ksav Yad. Stands on his head and gives a teretz. When the Rambam says, Shabbosis, he means tchumim. That's the first thing that comes to mind. He said, a guy's doing Yiddish on Shabbos, Tchumin. The Lamed has Malachas, all have Kares. He said, no, the Rambam is talking about Tchumin. Shvis is Behemto. He's talking about some aspect of Shabbos that does not have Kares. That's what he means, Shabbosis. When he says Arayis, all the Arayis have Kares. It means Koyim Begrush. Koyim Begrush is not called Arayis. You say, Yehargva Yava Bagili Arayis. So Rebbe Kevege quotes in Yeridis in the Kufn and Zayin. You don't say, Yehargva Yava by Koyim Begrush or Koyim Godel Be'amon. It's not Arayis, that's Yisuri Bia. The word Arayis means Chavi Krisis. So the Kes Mishnah is Matrek, he says, Arayis means Kayim Begrushim, and Shabbosis means Shvises Behemto, goes on Tchum, and those are other things. The Pashta says that it's not true. The Pashta says, the Rama holds even by Yisuri Kores, he still says, Sveika Darayis, and Luchum is only with the Rabbanon. How do you have an Hashem Toloi? The answer is no, Hashem Toloi, we Paskin, Prima Gadim writes this up, we Paskin Hashem Toloi is only when you have Ikva Yisura, when you have Chaticha Achas, Mishtei Chatichas, you have a Tarubis. I know for sure that some chaylev was delivered to my home, and I don't know which piece of food has chaylev, which does not have chaylev, and I ate one of the two. So that's a different chal Hashem sofik, that's an ikve yisura. Whenever you have a taruv, it's an ikve yisura, that everyone agrees that sofik deraisa lechumah. So that's what the shach writes in Kuf Tes. It's a cotton test, it's a long shach. He says, whenever you have an ikve yisura, you have a taruv, it's chad betray, yavish b'yavish is bottle. What if taruv is chad bechad? So it's not, it can't be bottled. What if it's only an Issa de Rabbanon? they have a right to say Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. So he says, no, Ikvei Surah, you don't apply Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. So that's a Pella. What are they talking about over here? Here they want to defend this Tzvi Hirsch Kalosha and the Miluim on the bottom page. They want to defend the Shver Levush. So what did he say? He says, B'chutz l'aretz, you never need Masayim to be Mevatel. Why not? So they want to defend him. They say, if it's a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, then it's going to be a Safek Arla B'chutz. Safek Arla B'chutz l'aretz Mutah. Safek Arla B'chutz l'aretz means, I go to the store, they're selling grapes. I don't know whether it's Arla, they're selling apples. I don't know if it's Arla. But I know for sure, some Arla fell in. So it's Ikve Yisur. That's not called a Safek. You wouldn't say Safek Darabana L'kula and an Ikve Yisur. You will need a Shir Bittl. Shir Bittl is Chad Betray and other Yisurim. Shir Bittl by Arla is Masayim. What do you mean? That's not called a Safek Arla. That's a Safek that you have no right to be Mekel on that Safek. A Safek of Ikve Yisur can't even be Mekel on an Isa Darabana. Even the Ramah holds Sveka Daraisa Luchomim Darabana, he wouldn't say Darabana there.
It sounds like we see what Tzadik is speaking about Lach Balach, because he says these Bafal family.
Lach Balach is the worst, yeah. Lach Balach is worse. So how is that called a Sophic? Tell us.
In the case of the Shach and the Bach, by actual self, though, if it was a case of, if it was still Aim of Al-Nisr, so wouldn't you cancel him? How could he be Matar B'Dievet? If we're molded that this is considered to put it back in the fridge and allowing the Chalif to rise up is a case of Aim of Atlan, so shouldn't it be Usr? Shouldn't there be a Knas? How could it be Matar B'Dievet?
It's a violation of the aim of Vatlin. I mean, that's when he raised the pastorish of aim of Vatlin. I don't know. Maybe it's not Kavanos or Levatla. It already was in there. He's trying to remove these. Okay, Belinda, we'll continue tomorrow. We'll have to have some shots in between, too.